and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, presented by 411 Mania. Today is November 19th, 2007. It is a Monday. I decided that we should go on Monday now, so what I say goes, right, Edge Guy?
That's absolutely right.
I am so pumped up today.
Woo!
Shut up. You're not allowed to be as pumped up as I am because you annoy me. But we have so many games to talk about, don't we?
We have a ton of games.
I am so pumped up. So let me tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to go with the news. You got the news, right, Edge Guy?
Absolutely.
Then we're going to do the best ever. It's where we talk about the best ever genre and a series. I don't know. We've done some stupid things before, like console design, controllers, you know, whatever. I shouldn't have said stupid. That's a negative word. We did some inventive things.
Yes.
All right. Then we're going to do My Adventures in Final Fantasy. I think that's going to be a long one this week. I think I could go for over an hour
on
all the Final Fantasy I've been playing this week.
Long. I'll try to rein them in,
you know,
I swear.
Since Mario and Assassin's Creed bored me so much.
Mm. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
That was sarcasm. Don't send the flame mail and stop listening forever. Where was I? Then we got virtual console releases. I should say downloadable game releases. Then I talk about the weekly game releases. And that'll wrap up the show.
All right.
What do you think of the Christmas tree I got up down
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I saw you lit it up. It's nice. I just want everyone to know this is the same tree we had up last year. We never even took it down, so it's kind of one less thing to do.
Well, it was mostly me because you weren't here. So it's all my fault.
True. So I'm not lazy.
I got my new Wrath of Khan bridge scene ornament. It's not really working, though. I don't know if it's the battery or what.
Yeah, I got to put in my new Mickey Mouse ornament.
Oh, by the way, I got a job for us. One of the red strands is out, so I got in some extra bulbs we're going to go each one by one.
All right.
That'll be our job for today.
Okay.
Why don't you get to the news?
I'll do some news. I kept it a little shorter this week because I know we have a lot of games to talk about.
All right.
So, it's all the pertinent stuff. The first one we'll start off with is Halo 3 is getting some more updates.
You didn't start off with the best news piece. And I'm going to berate you every time until you get to the awesome news of the week.
Okay.
So go ahead. Keep going.
Shoot, I hope I have it.
You better.
You might have to remind me.
Now, if you don't have it, then you're in trouble.
I don't think I do because I really don't have that much. So let's see. I'll just run through these changes real quick coming to the matchmaking in Halo 3. They're just getting social doubles completely gone. Rocket Race Hopper has been added to the social hopper. There's a multi-team changes. There's a game variant called Hammerzeit that's added. VIP game types will not be as frequent. And sword game types will be 25 kills rather than 50. And the Lone Wolves playlist, player count has been increased to 6 players. Sword game types have been added, and Oddball Games and Snowbound and Epitaph have been reduced considerably.
What has been reduced for Snowbound?
Oddball games on Snowbound and Epitaph. I hate Snowbound.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Team Slayer. Guardian has been added to the playlist, and Valhalla has been added to Team Slayer, which is odd that it wasn't there in the first place. Social Skirmish, flag game types now appear more regularly. And in the Rumble Pit, they added both Construct and Isolation to several game types.
Well, first off, just noticed that I'm kind of missing that little...
It's right there behind your stack of CDs on your desk, to the right. Nope, behind it. Reach forward. There you go.
Yeah, I missed a little... What would you call this for my
microphone?
Foam
cover for your microphone.
Yeah, wait,
I wasn't going to say anything.
This might sound ugly.
Well, if you keep doing that...
All right, got it in.
Anyways,
Halo 3, I have not played very much Halo 3 online, so.
Our brother plays it a lot, though.
He's a little bit.
He's an achievement whore, though.
He only plays it with his friends, though.
Yeah.
Like, when they're over, even.
The best way to play it.
I guess.
Alright, Halo 3.
Okay.
Let's see
if you get it this time.
No, this isn't gonna be it. So the DualShock 3's come out in Japan, and we can finally confirm for sure that PS2 games, in fact, do rumble. Although, oddly, no one say anything about PS1 games. I mean, I assume they do, but still, I just wish someone would say it. So, I mean, it's not a huge deal. The only PS1 games people are playing are Final Fantasy, right?
True.
Guitar Hero 3 has two news items. First up, the bad news. Apparently, Guitar Hero 3 on the Wii is in monaural sound. There's not even stereo.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
That's pretty bad. Especially, and the problem is it says on the box Dolby Pro Logic 2.
Oh. Now, who do we blame for that?
So now they're just lying.
Whose fault is this?
There's a company that handled the Wii port, and Activision says they're looking into it and will provide a solution, but I don't know if the Wii version is able to be, like, patched or whatever. So I don't know if they got the like offer to exchange people's game discs to a version that supports stereo sound or right. what.
Yeah.
Just strange.
Yeah.
Who makes a game in mono anymore? We've had stereo since the Genesis.
Well, at least it's a game where sound isn't all that important.
Right, right, exactly. So that's why it wasn't too big a deal. The other good news, though, is the Boss Battle Pack has been released for the 360 free of charge, which just puts the Tom Morello / Guitar Battles and the Devil Went Down to Georgia Battle with the Devil playable outside of career. I don't know who at Activision was like, nah, we don't need to do that. And then they're like, oh, people apparently want that.
You know. Again, what I am sick of?
No word whether this is coming to the PS3 version or the Wii version. PS2 version, of course, that support downloadable content, so I guess they miss out.
You know what I'm sick of?
What?
I'm so sick of every week having to report on, first on my column, The Full Circle, and then talk about here on The Exploding Barrel, freaking downloadable content for guitar games. Every single week I have to do it.
Speaking of downloadable content for guitar games.
Oh my god.
Rock Band
Jesus
has
Christ.
Announced the pricing structure of their downloadable content. This is good.
Fascinating.
News.
I bet it's slightly less. Let's, you know, continue.
Well, you can download single tracks. Typically they'll be $1.99, although they can go anywhere from 99 cents to $2.99. And the packs that they have, artists and variety packs, include 3 songs. Those will be $5.49. So about 50 cents savings on those packs. So that's all.
It's good. There's a Metallica pack. There's a Black Sabbath pack coming. They're good
packs.
Packs.
I'm excited. This is actually the last thing I have. I thought I wrote down a little more on this. But the 360 fall update has been confirmed for December 4th. In addition to the parental timer controls we talked about last week, they've announced the Xbox Originals for $15, whatever number of Microsoft points that is. I think 1,200. You could download original Xbox games to your 360, and they just run in the same emulation that the backwards-compatible games run on the disc. But to start with, they're going to have games such as Fable, Indigo Prophecy, Crimson Skies,
Indigo Prophecy?
Burnout 3, Halo, and Psychonauts.
Not to start with Indigo Prophecy. Like, that's coming soon, right?
I don't know. That was the list they put out. I don't
the
know.
The five
what
that came out were Fusion Frenzy, Psychonauts, Halo...
Crimson Skies,
and
Crash Bandicoot. I think.
No,
that's another one that's on the coming. Was it
I wrote
Fable?
It on my column.
Fable.
Well, I didn't say if I didn't say
list,
Fable,
I didn't
it was Fable.
They said which ones are coming out.
If I didn't say
one.
Fable, it was Fable. Okay.
Okay.
So
what's your big exciting thing? I must have missed something.
Yeah, you're a huge failure.
Uh-huh.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. I did forget this because we talked about it already. I keep forgetting what we talked about in real life and went on the show.
Yeah.
So, okay. The Ghostbusters game is happening. The three guys, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and what's the third guy's name? Egon. Yeah.
I'm finding it right now because I don't want to leave.
I always forget his name.
I don't want to leave Egon out.
But they're coming. Not only are they going to be back to do the voices, but they're handling writing duties even too. This game is going to be basically like canon Ghostbusters. Like they were making a Ghostbusters 3, but it's a game. I do not believe Zootfly, the company that made that leaked Ghostbusters gameplay video in the summer, is actually behind this. But apparently, it sparked enough fire that whoever did have the rights was like, "Hey, we should make one of those." So, get your proton packs ready, because it's coming.
Okay, I can't find that guy's name, but first off, you see, like, the video clips?
I did not. Well, I saw the old ones from, like,
yeah, it actually looks very similar.
Okay.
Like, there's still a lot of, like, intense tugging with the proton beam and whatnot.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, it looks great. You see that one awesome screenshot of, the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, like, climbing up? Oh, this game looks like it's gonna be great. I have a lot of high hopes for this.
Everybody likes Ghostbusters.
I have a lot of high hopes for this.
All right, well, that's all the major news stories I got out of the week.
Okay. You ran that well dry. All right, so let's move on to 411 Presents the Best Ever.
Brother?
No, that was one of the notes I got, is that we have to mention 411 more often.
Okay.
So, you know.
Here, I'll take care of that.
Oh, geez. Whenever the mood strikes you, just don't feel afraid of mentioning 411's name. That's right, everyone. We sold out already. It's not really sold out because I'm not getting any money.
Well, we're getting screwed.
We should go on strike, like those writers.
Yeah, let's join the writers.
Okay, best ever. Inspired by the Ghostbusters game, the best movie license game ever?
I have an answer for this, but we'll kick it around.
Yeah, I know what you think. First off, Star Wars games don't count.
That's actually not my answer.
Yeah, I know. I know that wasn't your answer, but I'm just saying, I think we can both agree that's a genre of its own now.
Yeah, seriously.
Star Wars game. Let's talk about some movie-based games you like. Well, I can bring up, how about Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2, I kind of like the first one better.
Wait, what?
The first Spider-Man game.
No, wait, which one? The Spider-Man the movie game?
The movie.
Wait, you like that better than Spider-Man 2?
It got repetitive. I didn't play as much of Spider-Man 2, I'll granted. I like Spider-Man. To me, Spider-Man 2
understand you.
Was more fun than just swing around the city.
Well, right, that's pretty much all you did.
Yeah.
Spider-Man but 1
the,
was...
The structure of the game itself, I didn't really care for.
Spider-Man 1 was so kind of sloppy, and there was no free swinging. It was just like that old PS1 Spider-Man game where, like...
Where, like, you jump off the Empire State Building, and you're still swinging through the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that mechanic was bad, but I think the game as a whole... Beyond just the swing around the city was better in Spider-Man 1, but the mechanic of actually swinging was better in Spider-Man 2.
I just don't... Well, yeah, but I think that makes I think that in itself makes Spider-Man 2 much better.
I'll give you that.
What about Spider-Man 3? Yeah, I hated that.
Like, it's moderately fun again to swing around the city, but...
He wasn't as much
fun anymore.
If you
tried to play through the game, they were sticking in, like, sewers and crap. I'm like, why Spider-Man gotta be in a sewer?
The bosses had so much health.
I know.
I mean...
That game was just bad.
Yes. Yeah. Wasn't a great time. You have something else to throw out there?
Huh.
Remember the old Hook game for the Super Nintendo?
It was a fun game. It had the music.
Well, some of the Super Nintendo games weren't too bad. Mm-hmm. Like Aladdin for the Genesis.
Oh, Aladdin for the Genesis was spectacular. And The Lion King for the Genesis and Super Nintendo was good, too.
Yeah, it was okay. Not as good as Aladdin. Aladdin was just a really good platformer.
It was. That's when Capcom used to make the Disney games.
Right. Oh, yeah. Capcom made some great Disney games. They made the DuckTales game and the Chip and Dale game.
I'll tell you what else wasn't a bad game was Treasure Planet on the PS2. It had, I mean, it, like, the base...
It's kind of Jack and Daxter-ish, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a simplified Jack and Daxter, but there were the levels where you're on the Solar Surfer. And they actually worked pretty well.
I played the TMNT game for the 360.
That was that. All of it. I just played the demo. Achievements.
It wasn't horrible.
It seemed like a kind of simplified Prince of Persia.
I guess so, except there wasn't really much of an emphasis on platforming.
Right.
I mean, I guess it kind of was. I mean, it was fast-paced, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of beat-em-up. I mean, it was nothing special. I mean, I wasn't, you know, angry playing it. I wasn't necessarily happy to be playing it, either. Anyone just... Okay, how about Chronicles of Riddick?
That game is how you do a movie... video game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think I said it before that until between Half-Life 2 and Bioshock, it was the only FPS I cared about.
Well, because what they did is smart, is, and it's kind of what this Ghostbuster game is doing, is rather than try to recreate the events of a movie, which, let's face it, you can't take a two-hour movie and expand it to a 10-hour gaming experience and have it work.
Right.
They just took the characters, the setting, the feel, the tone of everything, and then made it its own original thing. And it worked. It was also, I mean, beyond the fact that it was a good game movie, I mean, it was just a good game. It was really one of the first times I felt that both melee and sneaking worked well in a first-person perspective.
That's true. How about the King Kong game? What did you think of that?
I thought it wasn't terrible. I mean, I played through it. That's not saying much, I guess. Like, the shooter parts were cool. I liked how they had the kind of no-HUD system.
Right.
And the Kong levels were actually a lot of fun. There just weren't enough of them, I felt.
The game got a lot of hype before its release, and it didn't quite deliver. The movie.
It had spectacular production values. I mean, it really made, like, they had the whole cast in there, and they really contributed a lot to the game. I think my biggest problems were pace, because I'd be playing it as Jack, and I'd really want to get to another Kong segment, and it just never came. And then it finally did come, and it was over in 2 minutes, I'm back as Jack again. I think if there had been more of a balance between playing as Jack and playing as Kong, the game would have been better for pacing, and it might have been a better experience overall.
I thought it was interesting how they made a first-person shooter that had no HUD system whatsoever.
Yeah, that worked really well.
It did. Like
the way that you got, like, the audio cues from Jack about, like, ammo. Like how many magazines you had left and everything.
Mm-hmm. No, that was interesting stuff. Speaking of Jackson games, how about the Lord of the Rings games? How did those strike you?
As far as, you know, like, the kind of 3D beat-em-up go, it was pretty good.
I always forget there was no Fellowship of the Ring game. It's just Two Towers.
No, well, there was that Fellowship of the Ring game based off the book license. And That was pretty pissed.
Remember how they were going to make a sequel to that just called Treason of Isengard?
Yeah, they couldn't call it The Two Towers.
Interesting name, though, because that's actually the name that J.R.R. Tolkien wanted to call
it. Right.
But Treason of Isengard. Interesting, though.
But that was those games are weird, though. Like I said, King Kong was great because it had the entire cast in it. That game had half the cast. Like, they had, like, it had Dominic Monaghan, and it had, like,
It had Ian McKellen, right?
Yeah, but, like, it didn't have, like Viggo Mortensen didn't do it, or I don't think Orlando Bloom did it. Sean Bean did it.
I think you're kind of right.
But, like, Sean Astin and Elijah Wood did it. Billy Boyd did it.
I love Billy Boyd.
I even think John Rhys-Davies did. But, like, they had half the cast.
I wonder why.
The guy they, like, the sound of, like, they got for Aragorn, he only actually sounded like Aragorn when he was yelling. You know how Viggo Mortensen, when he shouts, he gets that weird kind of quality to his voice? Like, when he was like, we must cross this! It sounded fine, but then he was just talking. It's like, that doesn't sound like him.
Right. Is there anything else we're forgetting? I feel like there's something I want to
So many movie games are so forgettable.
Well, yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, a lot of them just aren't worth mentioning at all. I'm disappointed there's never been a good Indiana Jones game.
This new one...
No, you know, they always say that.
Yeah, I
say
that.
The same exact thing about The Emperor's Tomb. This
new one's bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I think with the breaks we've made through with games like Prince of Persia and Tomb Raider Anniversary and things like that, I think we're finally getting to the point where maybe the groundwork's been laid for a good Indiana Jones game. Because, I mean, basically, that's what Tomb Raider is. It's Indiana Jones with a chick.
What about Uncharted?
That's kind of... That's like modern Indiana Jones,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it is.
Basically,
it reminds me of the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What's that?
It reminds me of the beginning of Raiders of the Lost
right.
Ark. What about the future of these movie video games? What do you see? Anything promising?
What I'm curious to see how it's going to work is that thing Peter Jackson's doing with Halo.
Oh, right. That's going to be weird.
Because that's going to... I think that's... Depending on how successful that is, that could very much influence how movies and games kind of interact with each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We have stuff like Iron Man. Which, I mean, I don't know.
I watched some gameplay of it. It was just Iron Man flying around and deflecting missiles.
That's
for
what
a while.
I imagined.
It didn't look very good.
Yeah, we have, you know, like normal stuff like that. I'm sure there'll be a Prince Caspian game. There was a Beowulf game, I'm sure. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty terrible.
Well, right. All right, let's just go on. What's the best ever?
To me, the clear winner is Chronicles of Riddick, which is getting remade for the 360 and PS4.
Yeah, that's interesting. I heard, like, it's not going to get too much of a graphical update, but
I wish they just put it backwards compatible, but I think they're
there'll be a chance for people to play it.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic game, and really, I think, how movie games should be done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd probably say it's best ever.
Yeah.
Although, Aladdin might come up as a close second.
Yeah, Aladdin is a close second, because that game was spectacular. And notable about that game, it had the music from the movie. So many games you play, even the Incredibles game, the music was done by the same guy who did the music for the movie, but he wasn't allowed to use the music from the movie because of licensing.
That's
but it's
strange.
The same company. It's Disney Interactive. How do they, if they can't get the rights to it, who does?
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, then. Let's move on to our weekend gaming presented by 411 Mania.
411.
I forgot to say this in the overview, didn't I? That we were going to talk about the games we've been playing this week.
We kind of teased it.
Oh, yeah, but I still feel bad. You can edit it in there.
I'm not going to worry about it. Games! We have games, Mike! Games!
Okay, then.
There's so many games.
First off, Mass Effect comes out tomorrow, you know.
Oh, yes.
And I have news for you that I forgot to tell you. EB called me yesterday, or GameStop now. They're doing a midnight sale tonight.
I know, but my girlfriend's coming into town tonight.
So you're not going? You know, Chris is going. You just give him the money.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm surprised. Wait, I didn't know you're... Okay, let's not talk about your girlfriend, anyways.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, let's talk about Mario first.
Mario.
Why not? Because, first off, we had a heck of a time getting the game.
Oh, can I tell the story?
Yeah, sure. Give me time to stretch my legs.
So we all watched Nintendo's E3 press conference.
You know, you keep going to the E3 press conference. It's a great lie. I think you should be more... I mean, you
it
told
the
Nintendo
lie.
Rep that. Who cares about you? You were berating the Nintendo rep that we ran into at GameStop about the press conference.
Well,
she probably didn't even know about it. You should have said the website says it comes out today.
Yeah,
not
well,
what Reggie
anyway.
Said in a glorified press conference.
Well, Reggie was up at his press conference and famously said that we will be exploring the galaxies here in the Americas on November 12th, which was last Monday. So, since it was November 12th, like Reggie said, we set out. Now, we knew Best Buy had them already, as we told you last week. So we go there. They still won't sell it to us because their flyer says it doesn't come out till Tuesday. So we left there. We went to Target. They were getting it like Thursday. We called EB. They wouldn't do it. So we come home defeated. And just for the heck of it, I go to Target's website, get the number of the, or not Target, Walmart, get their number, call, and by God, they have it. We rush out about 4 o'clock. There they are. We get it. We played it.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Yes, it is very awesome. I'll talk about first. First off, it's become the number one rated game on Game Rankings now. It surpassed Ocarina of Time.
Which is well deserved.
So, I don't want to gush about it too much, because clearly it's awesome. It's very, very good. It's a lot of fun.
I'm sure if you have a Wii, you bought it already.
Yes, you should.
What else are you playing on your Wii right now?
Yeah, I beat the main game. I got the 60
you
stars.
Did.
And, there's just a lot about it that I loved. The level design is just amazing. The game, it's hard to put down, because especially in the beginning, you're playing through it. It's always like, you play through for a while, and you think you're going to stop, but then you're like, well, let me get one more star. And then you unlock a new galaxy. Well, like, oh, I gotta go look at this galaxy. Then while you're there, you get a star or two. And then you open up a new galaxy. Well, let me go check out that. Then you get a letter from Luigi. He's like, hey, Mario, I found a star somewhere. I'm like, well, I gotta go check up on Luigi. 3 hours later, you're still playing Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, it's like 5 a.m. The sun's coming up. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah. I love the music in that game, too.
The music. I hope they release a soundtrack.
those freaking Japanese Nintendo Club people are getting one.
Well, good. It'll be on the internet then.
They're getting that, and they're getting that freaking... You hear about that Super Nintendo pad they're getting?
Yeah, what the hell?
They're getting a Super Nintendo pad that plugs into your Wii. I would love that. Although their color scheme is all messed up.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no purple and grays. Well, they got grays, but not enough of them. But
like the when you do the first Bowser battle, it's like Final Fantasy music playing in the background. It's so epic and overdone, but I love it.
It actually reminded me of Cameo. But, I thought...
Yeah.
When I played the demo, I liked the music, but it's more varied than I thought it would be, too, because it's not just all that celestial stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot to
Yeah,
it,
and they bring back a lot of, classic Mario themes, which is expected, but some that you almost wouldn't expect. Mm-hmm. They bring back the airship theme from Mario 3.
Which was cool.
One of the overworld themes from Mario 3. There's a lot of Mario 3 references in there.
Definitely, definitely.
There are. Which is, it's just a lot of fun. And, so many of the levels are designed so well. And they, some of them even have different pacing. It's not all little sphere worlds.
Yeah, everyone thought it was just going to be these little planetoids. But, you get to the first Beehive Galaxy, and honestly, it's no different than, the first level you played Mario 64.
But, even those levels, they do have sphere worlds in them, which is good because, those are fun.
Yeah,
so you throw
I like
them in
them.
At places.
Like, there's the one level is called the Space Junk Galaxy.
I love Space Junk Galaxy.
As you get to the end of the level, you're just stuck in this platform. You're like, where do I go? And as you move about, the pieces of debris flying in space will zoom in near you and form up the platforms and stuff you have to run and jump on. But then once you get far away from that, they zoom back. So you're like, you only have this 6-foot radius to work within to see where you're going. It's really neat how it works like that.
Have you experienced the comets and what they do?
Yes.
Comets will show up and they'll add, when a comet's there, you can get a new star in whatever galaxy it's in orbit of. And it'll be a speed challenge sometimes. I had one where I had to beat the boss in the level with only one health. Stuff like that. Or, sometimes they have to race against, the evil Mario. It looks like the evil Mario from Mario Sunshine. But, those are very nice challenges. A lot of variety in the way you have to get stars.
Yeah.
Maybe getting some of the stars isn't as clever as in Mario 64. Because Mario 64, there were a lot of neat stars that you got in, the sort of overworld kind of thing. In the castle,
yeah.
And I will say, the galaxy hub... It works very good as a hub, but it's not as explorable or maybe,
interesting.
Yeah, as a castle was in Mario 64. Because in Mario 64, it really was like a castle in a field outside, and you were really, exploring around there.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting. But, this one probably functions better for all intents and purposes.
We discussed this earlier, the only really downer I have, honestly, this is so minor, but it's the only thing, really, I could find wrong with the game at this point. Is I just don't like the way they handle the power-ups. Whereas in all the old Mario games, the 8 and 16-bit ones, you never got the power-up because you needed it, but it was always helpful to have. In this game, if you get the Fire Flower or you get the ice flower, or you get the spring Mario, it's because you're now going to use the fireballs or the ice to do something.
And they're, a lot of them are timed appropriately.
Yeah, they're time limited, and actually you lose the rest of Mario's base abilities when you have these two.
Oh yeah, most of them.
So, like, I just wish, it was my problem with Yoshi in Sunshine. I wish that these power-ups functioned like they did before, where they were just, you got them all the time, and they were good bonuses to have, but you didn't necessarily need them.
Well, it's just a different gameplay formula.
It's a different design mechanic.
This has been like this since Mario 64.
Yeah.
And, I mean, while these are interesting nods to the past, whereas for Metroid, for example, 2D Metroid and 3D Metroid are pretty similar, 2D Mario and 3D Mario really are quite different.
Yeah.
They are. And maybe they can make that work for 3D Mario, but and I know what you're saying, because I think that is a valid point, but to just expect because it's still Mario.
Right.
Like, maybe, I don't know why they couldn't do it, but they didn't. But I know what you mean. And yeah, I mean, I do miss having, like, you know, just going through a level with the fireballs so I had them. Not necessarily because I had to set things on fire to unlock some puzzles. Do you like the power-ups, though?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I wonder if Nintendo ever prototyped using the motion controls to aim the fireballs, because it's kind of hard sometimes to aim them
exactly where you want
the 3D space just by flicking the Wiimote.
It is a little hard sometimes.
But
I saw you struggling with it once.
I did a really cool hidden star with the Ice Mario where I realized you could wall jump up waterfalls.
Oh.
Because I don't think you did that.
I don't know if I did that one.
You could wall jump up the waterfalls because where you hit the waterfall, even the ice forms, and that's how you get up to this hidden star.
That is cool. Did you get the Spring Mario yet?
I have not. I saw you having some trouble.
Yeah, it's a little strange to control. It's a bit of a shame. I mean, because that world, the toy world, is actually one of my favorite worlds in terms of level design. Mm. It was awesome. But yeah, the spring, it's a little hard. Although, I mean, I'll tell you what, if you wrapped Mario around in the spring, it probably controls exactly like he would.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have perfect control over a spring.
True.
I really like the other flying power-up you get. You don't really use it so much in the worlds as you do in, like, special stages and in the hub towards the end of the game.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a very epic power-up for just Mario. Are you still recording, by the way? I don't want to make sure we have last
week.
Yeah,
I just was turning off my screensaver.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, I don't want last week to repeat. What else do you want to say about Mario?
Gosh, what else is there to say, really?
Well, I guess I could say the ending was satisfying.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
I enjoyed it. I gotta keep playing so I can unlock Luigi when I get all 120 stars.
Right.
But it's fantastic. I haven't actually picked it up since I beat it, though, because I've been playing some other stuff.
Yeah, like Assassin's Creed.
Well, I was going to say SmackDown. I'm joking. I have to talk about Assassin's Creed.
Okay, well, it was funny, because I was in Pittsburgh a few days this week, and I played Assassin's Creed at GameStop just for a few minutes, and I was just running around, and I was like, this is so cool. Chris needs to buy this, because he was thinking about it. I sent him a text just trying to say, like, Assassin's Creed was sweet, so like he'd think, oh, maybe I will get it, and he texted me back, I bought it this morning, so I was like, yes.
Yeah, and I think I said before, I was kind of skeptical on Assassin's Creed.
I was too. I was very jazzed when this game I first saw it.
You know what?
Just as time dragged on, I was like, eh.
I might even have to go as far as to say I had it out for Assassin's Creed.
You kind of did, yeah.
I think last week we said, oh, IGN gave it 7. I was like, good. Because I was just so annoyed. I thought it was getting too much hype. But I played it, and I enjoy it quite a bit, actually.
The thing about that game is, like, for one, it's a completely new way to control a platformer.
It is.
Because, I mean, you're not jumping. You're just kind of, you're really just picking your line through these cities as you go.
Right.
And you're trying to find what's going to be your most efficient line.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's been bothering me in the reviews I've read is people who complain the controls are too complicated.
That people always complain about that.
You hold down R to go into high profile, and if you want to start jumping, you hold down A.
It's not.
Two buttons are not that complicated.
It's not that complicated. And, I mean, running around like that is a lot of fun.
It's very satisfying. I mean, especially if you watch, like, Casino Royale or Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard, you see the parkour scenes and that. I mean, this is really that brought to a video game, and very well. When you start, like, when you find, like, the really good lines through the cities, and you're, like, jumping and swinging about, it really feels cool. Like, you feel like you're doing something really neat.
Yeah, it does. And, I mean, it controls very well. The game is very cinematic, mm-hmm. especially, like, right before you always go assassinate somebody, there's usually a cutscene with them, and you know you're in the cutscene. You know, you can walk around and they're still interacting, and you know you kill them. My favorite part is usually like right after you do the assassination, you have like the epic escape.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
to
you're
get away.
Really running for your life, and you're really running away, and like it seems like the whole city is out to get you. I mean, you know, you activate the chase cam. There's 50 people behind you all chasing you.
I'll tell you what's cool, too, is much like Crackdown, I mean, there's nothing cookie-cutter about these cities. Everything is very specifically placed. I understand that the dev team got historical maps of Damascus Acre and Jerusalem to recreate them in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were that true.
I know. So, I mean, just it's the game is gorgeous. I mean, it looks... The cloth physics in the game are some of the best I've seen. There's no tearing or things popping through. The characters animate well during the cutscenes. I mean, almost even on par with Half-Life 2, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything looks fantastic. The cities the cities are really, really alive. They really do look like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you see familiar character models and stuff, but it seems like people are going places, and the streets are filled. I mean, it's very impressive, too, how much of this is done with as little loading as there is. Mm-hmm. It feels like there's a big load scene before you go into a city, but, you know, they let you walk around and mess around a little bit in that load scene. I mean, but once that's over, I mean, you can just run around there forever. You know, you can do whatever you want. It's very, very impressive. You know, one of the complaints I heard in some reviews was that, like, there's not enough variety in the levels.
Well, the three cities break down to saving citizens, pickpocketing, assassinating, or you can, like, beat people for information.
Right.
And it's kind of that problem that Spider-Man 2 had, where, yeah, like unless you're doing, like, the main assassination missions, which are usually pretty cool, you're, like, every time you save a citizen, it's the same fight over and over. You go up to, there's, like, four guards bugging a citizen.
Yeah, that's a legitimate complaint, I think.
Beat them up and run off. And I think that's why you're seeing, like, this game's getting sevens and tens, basically.
Oh, sevens and nines, basically.
Yeah, and I think, like, the people giving it the sevens are the ones who are focusing more on that repetitive gameplay mechanic, whereas the people giving it the higher scores are the ones who are appreciating what this game is doing in terms of graphical design, control, and just really setting an atmosphere. Because that's what really, right, to me, makes this game fantastic. Well,
what I was talking about, though, some people are mocking a little bit because, like, the levels are too similar. Like, the three cities aren't different, which I think is a little dumb.
Yeah, what are they going to look like?
Right, this isn't Mario. There's not going to be a fire level.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think I stole that from something else. I don't know what, subconsciously. But you know what I mean. I mean, it's, you know, Jerusalem and Damascus.
It's the Middle East during the 12th century. It all looked like that. I mean,
yeah, they didn't build one city like, let's do something different here. I think this city should be built with some angles.
Yeah.
And let's have some giant blocks suspended in midair that could drop on people when they walk by.
You know what, I saw a screenshot taken today of apparently somewhere in the game are some wooden like window frames that are shaped like the front of Optimus Prime.
Interesting. That's kind of funny. I need to see that. They should have added some enemy crabs, make it more historically accurate.
Yes.
I will not let that die ever.
No.
Everyone's like, I'm sick of hearing about giant enemy crabs.
You must never forget. Yeah. For those who forget history are doomed to repeat it.
That's right.
But you know, the crowd AI that they use in this game is going to be the basis of the next Splinter Cell.
Yeah, Splinter Cell.
Basically, I think Splinter Cell is going to be kind of like a modern Assassin's Creed with more of the Splinter Cell's controls.
I doubt it. I bet it's going to be a much, much more linear game than Assassin's Creed. See. But I enjoyed Assassin's Creed a good deal. What do you think of the whole, like, pseudo, like you know, how, like, you're in
the
someone's memories?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this, I guess, is a spoiler, but you find this out in the first, like, 2 minutes of the game. So I honestly don't know why Ubisoft kept this such a secret. But everyone saw the pause screen and the videos where, like, this Matrix stuff came up over the people you were targeting. I mean, the plot of the game is you're actually this guy Desmond, who Altair, the assassin, is an ancestor of his, and they're using this thing that scans memories stored within DNA to relive Altair's memories, trying to get to the specific memory that this company wants for some reason. And so the story is, like, every so often you'll jump out of the Middle East and you go back to this modern setting and you get some exposition from these two doctors and Desmond. And I'm pretty intrigued by the plot. I think it's really cool.
More than just plot, I think what it accomplishes is that it explains away, like, a lot of game conventions.
Yeah, like, did you read the instruction manual yet?
No.
The manual's actually pretty neat because it's like the manual is written by that one doctor, Lucy, and the other guy's writing notes throughout the manual.
Wow.
And, like, he writes one part. He's like, once we switch the controls of the Animus over to standard modern-day video game controls, these kids all of a sudden handled it much better and things like that.
Right. But, like, I mean, you know, it explains, like, well, you know, you die and you go back to your last memory. You don't have another life.
Right.
Like, you know, why, you know, how come I don't see my character walk all the way back to the city? Well, you're fast-forwarding your memory and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, sometimes after you assassinate someone, it'll say, like, fast-forward memory to arrival at Mas Saif.
Right. I
mean, you can just stay there and go back yourself.
Right. I mean, like I said, it's explaining game conventions. I mean, you have a tutorial, and it's like, well, of course you have a tutorial. You know,
yeah,
why not? They
like
even use the word tutorial. I like what they do there. I like games that can kind of explain. Like, Bioshock got knocked because of those, like, those pods that brought you back to life. But, you know, at least it's like, okay, well, it's the same story being told here, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I died and I'm going back. I died and here's what happened.
Right.
Well, Prince of Persia did the same thing because it was the prince telling the story.
Yeah, and he was like, wait, that's not what happened. Let me go back.
Right, and I really appreciate what
he did. I mean, even Monkey
like
Island 2 did that.
Right.
The one time you were able to let yourself die. That was funny because it flashed forward again to Elaine listening to Guybrush, and he's sitting going, and I was like, oh, no, acid. And she's like, no, you didn't. Yeah, you're right.
That's good stuff. But I like Assassin's Creed a lot, and I'm looking forward to playing it more.
So now you want to talk about SmackDown versus Raw?
Yeah, I've been playing SmackDown versus Raw 2008, and since this is a 411 Mania podcast, and I think it's safe to say we're primarily known for our wrestling section. This is worth talking about. I'm enjoying it a good bit. I mean, I kind of got into the series at 06, which I enjoyed a lot. And I appreciated a lot of things 07 brought to the table with, like, that new submission move. But for whatever reason, I couldn't get into it as much as the other ones. And it was always a problem in those games how, like, all the characters kind of played similarly, you know? Like, some of them were lighter, so, like, oh, you want to do more strikes and stuff instead of, like, strong grapples. But, like, still, you could sometimes. I mean, sometimes you won't be able to lift them up, but they, you know, there's nothing stopping you.
Right.
But now we have these style, like, the character styles, like, high-flying and brawling that get assigned to characters. So, like, there's really six or whatever, like, different play styles that are vastly different. Like, a high flyer really can, like, do stuff that, like, other people can't do, like springboards and possum pins and all this stuff. And it's good choices.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Also, I really like how I can put in my own songs for creative wrestlers. That's a lot of fun.
That's only on the 360 version, right?
Yeah, I think so. Let's say patch a PS3 version or something. I wonder what this game's like on the Wii and DS, by the way.
Seems like I saw videos of it a while ago, and it seems like a lot of this stuff involves, like, if you got, like, the guy, what's that thing the Undertaker does where he actually grabs a guy by the throat and, like, walks around with him? It's not a chokeslam, he keeps him up there.
Oh,
like,
it's still a chokeslam.
Okay, well, you take the Wiimote and actually lift it up, then when you slam the guy, you slam it down.
Okay, right. Story mode, it's a little different because it's all, like, this WWE 24/7 thing, and, like, it's kind of like, there's some, like, RPGs like this where you go day by day, and it's like, some days you have Raw and you do that, but, like, other days it's like, do you want to rest this day? Do you want to go do a photo shoot? You want to go increase your popularity?
Like, I heard a lot of that was really inconsequential. It'll say, like, you could go do a photo shoot, or you could, like do an appearance on TV or star in a movie. But ultimately, it's all just picking yes in the menu and getting the points.
Right. Yeah. It is.
So,
yeah.
Like, there's exactly. Nothing different, like, about doing any of it.
Right. No, that's true. The thing gets me is, though, is, like, you know, you get hurt and stuff, and you wanna, and, like, these things take stamina. If you do the relax thing, you know, do that to, like, you know, bring down your hurt or whatever, you, like, lose, like, 22 fan points. And whenever you do, like, something good, you get, like, 2 fan points. So, like, at first I was resting once a week, but I'm like, man, my popularity is, like, nothing. So I'm going to keep doing that, but if
those
I get...
Those superstars, they just work them so hard.
Yeah, honestly. I guess if I get hurt, though, I'm going to be screwed because I don't know how I can get unhurt.
Right.
But I don't know. That's... what I got right there. But I think it's a better package than 07. I played it online once. And it was so laggy I couldn't take it. I don't know if it was just that one time or whatever. But,
right.
You know, it's very similar to those games that Jax has been doing for a while now, and I still enjoy it. And I'll be playing it more. I'll be talking about more in the future.
Very good.
What else have you been playing?
God, what else did I play this week?
Well, I played Lunar Knights on the DS.
Yeah, you played my copy. What'd you think?
I don't know. I don't think it's much special.
I was able to get it for $10 and it was, like, right. Still new, so I was like, yeah, alright.
I mean, I saw some good reviews for when it came out, but I don't know, it's kinda hack and slash-ish.
Yeah.
Way too many story elements for my taste for me to care about.
Well, it's a Kojima game, what do you expect?
Yeah, I guess so. And I mean, there's this weird spaceship part, which was kind of interesting, kind of easy though too. I don't know. There's not much to say about it. I wouldn't give it a roaring endorsement. I also played Duck Amok.
Yeah, what'd you think of
that? That was fun.
I like that game.
That was a harmless, fun little game.
It's clever.
Yeah, it's clever. I appreciate what it does. If you're going to do a stupid little Daffy Duck game, that's the way to do it. That's the way you do it, Money.
I've just been playing Mario and Assassin's Creed this week. I can't really think of anything else I've played.
You know demos, are you sure?
No.
Usually you go demo crazy
I get demo hat. I didn't even play the demos for the Xbox Live Arcade games this week. I'm so busy with everything else.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. You don't get any complaints from me.
I played God of War on the cell phone.
Oh, what was that like?
It's actually pretty good.
What does it play like?
It honestly plays like you would think a 2D God of War would play like.
Interesting.
It's pretty surprisingly brutal for these little sprites on the screen.
Huh.
Yeah, you're basically just mashing the attack button, but like, you know, you're fighting like Minotaurs, you push down and then do the little time button sequence and rip their arms off or something.
Right.
It's fun. It's like $3 on the cell phone.
That's good. All right, then. Let's just go on to the downloadable game releases.
No.
Oh, right. That's right.
This shows you how much you played this week.
Adventures in Final Fantasy. Play the music. All right. I haven't really played much. I've been playing Mario.
Where's Mario Assassin's Creed? Who can blame the boy? My new games.
But I'll try to get to it. I'll be better next time.
You played a little bit, right?
I played a little bit,
just
you know.
Nothing much different to report.
Well, the one thing I will say is that I got to a point where I was actually leveling up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were forced to grind, you mean?
Yeah, I was grinding, which is kind of a novel idea, because like 7 and 8 don't really have any of that.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could pretty much just play through those whole games without doing much of that. I mean, because towards the end, you do side quests to get ridiculous items that make you more powerful, but there's not so much like, what's my level, you know? So doing that was, you know, interesting idea. I kind of missed it. And also, I got Quinna in my party, who's this weird giant guy who likes to eat things, who's just a very strange character, and someone who will be out of my party as soon as I can.
Interesting.
Yes. But, you know, still enjoying it, still like it. I'll talk about more next week, I promise.
Sweet.
Okay, that was the shortest one of that.
Yeah, that was a quick one. All right, now you want to do downloadable games?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
All right, so with the new day schedule thing.
Are you going to explain? So we got like, go ahead.
Well, we're putting these up on Monday, but we're actually recording this one on Monday, but in the future we'll probably be recording on Sunday. This weekend was all screwed up with a wrestling pay-per-view and various things.
Mm-hmm.
But so because it is Monday, I'll give you last week's and this week's Wii Virtual Console titles.
We got to, like, a heated debate about this.
I think we should say, whatever, it doesn't matter.
You were like, we can't talk about today's Virtual Console releases, because what will we talk about next week? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk. Anyway.
Jeez.
So last week, we got Volleyball on the NES, which I'm wondering if it's the same one that we played before. You remember the one?
No, that was like a surf. That game had, like, the word beach in it.
No, it was different, because remember you had to play your shadows at the end?
I thought the game had the word beach in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's the same either.
So, Volleyball. Axelay on the Super Nintendo. I think it's a vertical shooter?
I never heard
it's
of
Konami,
it.
It's Konami, so I'm guessing so. And Blue's Journey on the Neo Geo.
Who's Blue's?
I don't know, but it's a horizontally scrolling action game, and there weren't a lot of those on the Neo Geo, mostly fighting games and metal slugs.
Right.
So, yeah. This week. And, keep in mind, these three games are to celebrate the first anniversary of the Wii. So what do they release? We get Wrecking Crew for the NES.
You know, that's a Mario game.
Yeah.
That's kind of important.
Yeah, I guess. Sonic 3D Blast for the Genesis.
Dang.
Ugh. And Super Air Zonk for the TurboGrafx-16 CD-ROM.
What's Super Air Zonk?
It's the shooting game spinoff of the Bonk series.
Oh?
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Super Air Zonk.
Oh my god. Is this the game where like the kid has like a lightning bolt on his head?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I remember when I was a little kid, I saw this game in stores, like in the demo. And for years, up until this day, I always thought I wanted to play that game.
Well, now you can.
You have no idea how much of a big deal this is. If this is the game I think it is.
800 Wii points.
I'm
looking at
it. Oh my god, this is huge. You have no idea. What's the name of this game?
Super Air Zonk.
I always thought that the guy looked like Bonk.
Well, now he's excited.
Oh my god.
Well, he's looking at that. Xbox Live Arcade, we got something called Screw Jumper. No idea. Didn't play it. And Shrek and Roll. No idea. Didn't play it, but I'm guessing it's...
It's a Shrek puzzle game.
Yeah. For the kids. If PlayStation it... Network. Nothing. Game Tap. First, we got Armored Warriors, which is a Final Fight-esque brawler made by Capcom, but with robots.
AJ, this is the game I'm thinking of.
Well, I'm very happy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, get a Wii card. You could play it. I'm going to keep playing Mario Galaxy. Finally, GameTap has released its 1,000th game, which I think this is pretty cool. It is Civilization 4, which is, you know, still a very popular game that's
right.
$50, so play some Civ 4. All right, are you still looking at Super Air Zonk, or you want to tell us what's coming out this week?
I am so happy that Super Air Zonk is coming out. I mean, you have no idea how, for years, I've been thinking about that game.
I did not know that. This is a secret crush you've harbored.
I'm so stoked for this. Yeah, give me a second though. I gotta get this up.
All right. Take your time.
I just can't get over that Super Air Zonk is out. I mean, I've been thinking about the game forever. I always thought it looked cool just when I was a kid. I mean, sometimes I actually question if the game actually existed. All right, weekly game releases: November 20th, Mass Effect.
Yes.
You'll be playing that at some point today, you know, tonight, tomorrow morning, whatever you want to call it. But you'll be playing it today. Before you go to bed again, you'll be playing Mass Effect.
Well, no, I won't. My girlfriend's going to be here.
Well, I'll be playing Mass Effect.
Yeah, I hate you.
Rock Band, November 20th. Woo. Xbox 360 and PS3. That's going to cost us a pretty penny.
That's going to cost you a pretty penny. I've gotten trade-ins to cover my third.
Well,
so
maybe
I think Chris owes like 10 more bucks.
Canon Lynch Deadman for the PC, November 20th. This came out on 360 last week.
Yeah.
I still don't care about it.
Yeah.
Mario Party DS, November 19th for the DS.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know. This was coming out so soon. Unreal Tournament 3 for the PC, November 19th. Now, see, if I still play PC games, this would be a game I'd be excited about.
Well, like I said, I played the demo, and it just seemed like more of the same with graphics that didn't run as well on my computer. And the UI is terrible. I guess they're going to patch it. They even acknowledge that the UI is terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just like trying to it's that GameSpy in-game game browser.
Right.
It's just terrible.
Oh.
Like, you can't search for anything. The filters don't work.
Because I loved Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, I mean, Unreal Tournament is great.
Link's Crossbow Training for the Wii, November 19th.
I didn't realize this was coming out so soon. Yeah. But apparently parents are in an uproar that they've released a gun for the Wii. Although I read this quote from this, there was a news story that covered this, and they quoted this 14-year-old kid, and he said, they asked him what he thought about it. He said, it's a piece of plastic that houses a video game controller. that kind of sums up my feelings on it pretty nicely.
Did they miss the NES, you know, Duck Hunt thing?
Yeah, the zapper that did look like a gun
that we all
grew up with, and hey, I'm not a homicidal maniac, so.
What? Wait a second, Final Fantasy XII Revenant Wings.
Yeah, that comes out this week. You didn't know that?
What?
The Final Fantasy XII RTS on the DS.
Say what?
I know, it's a crazy week this
week. I was just thinking, man, I wish I had something else to play on my DS.
There you go.
It doesn't need the L button, does it?
I hope not.
I hope not, because
both of our L buttons are broken. Mine comes and goes. Yours is pretty well gone.
This is like the fifth time this has happened to me, ever since the Game Boy Advance.
I know. It's weird. It must be the way we put them in our pocket or something.
I guess so, but man, you know, birthday, December 8th, that guy.
Yes, it's the Christmas in December.
The second one, anyways.
I wish you could have seen the look he gave me. Anyway, keep going.
Soul Calibur Legends for the Wii, November 20th.
I heard that's pretty poor.
I don't know, it's coming out this early. When's Soul Calibur 4 coming out, then?
No one knows.
Oh, dang it. I know what. Then again, I hope Soul Calibur 4 is much better than Soul Calibur 3 was. Soldier of Fortune Payback, PS3, November 19th.
It seems like this game was announced like 2 weeks ago.
It really does. Oh, well, who cares?
Developed in secret.
College Hoops 2K8, Xbox 360, PS3, PS2, November 19th. You know, college goes. Why did I say Ghost for? Oh, probably because the next game is called Ghost Squad.
Oh.
For the Wii, November
20th. Was that arcade light gun game by Sega?
Well, it's made by Sega.
I think it is. It's a light gun game, the arcade, and they're putting it on the Wii.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know they're still making those. Is it good, then? Because they used to make pretty good light gun games.
They are bringing all the House of the Dead games back to the Wii.
2 and 3, I think.
Oh, just 2 and 3. Why not 1?
One sucks. Who cares?
Yeah, true.
2 is the best one.
Yeah. I want Virtua Cop.
Speaking of Leica games, Time Crisis 4 for the PS3.
Yeah, which uses it's a gun con that basically works like the Wiimote does.
I like Time Crisis.
Yeah, Time Crisis is fun, especially playing the two-player co-op in the arcade.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Burning Earth, Xbox 360, November 19th.
1,000 achievement points in about 3 minutes.
I know that Chris is excited.
I saw the video. That is pretty funny.
Medal of Honor Airborne, PS3, November 19th.
This really? Came out the other things. Come out yet?
Not for the PS3.
That's just...
Well, who cares? It's Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Next Life, PC, sorry. November 16th. You know, this might be an adventure game. I don't know, though. Next Life. Looks kind of like Indigo Prophecy-ish. Just judging from the cover. I don't really know.
Right.
But that's that. Wait, is that the whole show? Is that the last thing we do?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're past 50 minutes. We're, you know, at our standard. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the 411 Mania Presents Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Yes.
You can read more 411 Mania articles, especially on our gaming site, at 411mania.com/games. Lots of great articles there.
You can find The Full Circle by Mike Minotti.
You can find The Full Circle by Mike Minotti, which is a very interesting column. What do you think of that column, AJ?
Yeah, I enjoy reading it.
Yeah, we also.
I don't think it's long enough, though.
This week, we also got the Select and Start News Report by Vincent Chuikuchi? See, listen to this. I'm sorry, Vincent, if you're listening, but Chiucchi.
I got nothing.
Chiucchi. Vincent Chiucchi. He did the news this for Monday. We got the Epic column by Nathan Grayson. That's a nice name right there. That's fair. Yeah. And that's some of the more recent things on there for this week.
We love our 411 overlords.
Thank you. Also got our Orange Box reviews up.
Here's your Orange Box review. Go buy it. It's good.
Let's see what David Redke gave it real quick, huh? Spoilers. What do you think he gave it?
9.5.
What if you gave it below 9? What would you say about my site?
I still love it.
Very smart. Oh, he gave it a 10. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, good.
Virtually perfect. Very nice.
Under promise and over deliver.
There you go. Now you really love my site.
Oh, yeah. The best ever and then some.
All right. Okay, that's enough 411 pimping. I'm sure Ashes will appreciate this.
But let's pimp our own website, because you can still check us out at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
Yeah, we still got that. We're still going strong there.
Yep.
That's
our show.
Oh, that is the whole show, isn't it?
I'm going to be playing Mash Mech and Rock Band this week. I'm so happy.
I'll be playing probably both tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Chris actually isn't picking up tonight, is he?
Well, no, because we pre-order our Rock Band at a different game style.
That's tomorrow. All right. But thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yes, a happy Thanksgiving to you all.
I'm sure we'll be showing our relatives Rock Band, whether they want to or not. So, you know, have fun, and have a good week, everyone.
411 Mania.